A Christian group seeks donations and volunteers for disaster relief efforts. The one-year Beslan anniversary is ominous, but it emphasizes the need for the gospel. And EvangeliCube training continues despite unrest in the Middle East. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. With New Orleans, Louisiana shattered and all but gone, Hurricane Katrina refugees are flooding nearby host states. Many surviving families have children in tow who need to get back into school, and it is some kind of regular routine. Buckner Orphan Care International is offering their expertise and support in this area. Buckner's Tiffany Taylor.
We've had hundreds of families coming to our Buckner facilities for refugee relief, but in addition to that, we're going to partner for not just the families that are going to be living on our campuses for the short and long term. We're going to be partnering with organizations to help figure out the child care issues for these children.
Taylor says with thousands of Gulf region evacuees seeking refuge in Texas, volunteers and funds are needed, but they also desperately need prayer support.
We just really see this as a spiritual battle, and that we must, as Christians, be on the forefront of helping these families and doing it with the love of Christ and putting these children in facilities that are Christian so that they know that we love them and that God loves them. It's just so important to us as Christians that we reach out at this time.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship has established an emergency wireless internet communication center in Auburn, Alabama. The center's been assisting families and emergency personnel with not only communications, but also with relief supplies. The critically needed communication networks they provide will assist agencies in coordinating relief in the disaster zone. As team members reach out, they're demonstrating the compassion of Christ. Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. While the world's been focused on Hurricane Katrina, Beslan, Russia was remembering a terrorist attack on school number one that left 360 dead a year ago. MNN's Greg Yoder's there.
It's an eerie silence as we walk into the entrance of this Beslan school massacre. And you look at the glass that's blown out of many of the school buildings here.
This place is just filled with that sorrow and devastation. And when you see those crying mothers that are just sobbing, you know, you see that still have no hope.
That's Russian ministry Sergei Rakuba. Knowing that many of the 360 died without Christ is why they're reaching the young generation for Christ.
This youth center, as you see, it's just, been built. And it, I know, will be filled with young people in Beslan. With children, they will learn about how to use a computer, how to learn other things. But the most important, they will learn about Jesus.
Reporting at school number one in Beslan, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Next, amidst ongoing tensions in the Middle East, the gospel is going forth in exciting ways. Tom Doyle of EvangeliCube International reports that more than 20 new churches have been planted recently through the faithful outreach of Jordanian and Syrian believers who are trained with the EvangeliCube.
There's lots of opportunities there for evangelism, and churches are growing, and so we are blessed this year to go in and train about 10,000 believers in Syria and Iraq and Jordan to share the gospel with the EvangeliCube.
As believers are trained, they're reaching out to nominal Christians and Muslims alike with the good news of Christ. Doyle says many are responding.
These days are difficult because of the wars and the conflict around the Middle East and all the threat level in America and Great Britain. But God's moving, and people are open, and Muslims are open like never before.
Pray that believers will have boldness to be faithful and share the gospel. Finally, in South Africa, nearly one in five people are infected with AIDS. Thousands of parents are dying, leaving behind countless numbers of orphan children. Evangelical Baptist Missions Bethesda Outreach ministers to the needs of those AIDS orphans, providing education, a home, and hope for the future. Pray for wisdom as Bethesda's board meets this week to make decisions about the Children's Village. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the five American missionaries who were killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.